Can security guards search bags or people in California? The real rules you need to know. Introduction: why this question comes up so often. If you've ever walked into a concert, mall, office building, or even a hospital in California, you've probably seen a sign that says something like, "Bags subject to search." And that's usually when the question pops into your head. Can security guards search bags, California? Or are they just hoping you won't argue? Short answer: sometimes yes, sometimes no. And it depends on consent, location, and how the search is handled. Let's break it all down in plain English, without the legal mumbo-jumbo. Understanding the role of security guards in California. Before we get into searches, it helps to understand what security guards actually are under California law. Security guards are not police officers. Security guards are private citizens, work for private companies or property owners, do not have police powers. Even armed guards are not law enforcement. They don't get extra rights just because they're wearing a uniform. What authority do they actually have? In most situations, a security guard can observe and report, enforce property rules, ask you to leave private property, perform a citizen's arrest, only in very specific cases, but searching you or your belongings. That's where things get tricky. Can security guards search bags in California? Let's answer the big question directly. Can security guards search bags, California? Yes, but only if you consent. No, if you do not consent, in most situations, security guards cannot force a bag search unless very specific legal conditions are met. Consent is the key factor. Consent is the backbone of bag searches by security guards. What counts as consent? You're giving consent when you hand over your bag willingly, open your backpack when asked, walk past a posted sign, and comply without objection. Even implied consent can apply in some locations. Can you say no? Yes. You can say, "I don't consent to a bag search," and that's legally valid. But, and this part matters, the guard can then deny you entry or ask you to leave if you're on private property. Private property versus public property searches. Where you are standing makes a huge difference. On private property, most common. Examples: concert venues, shopping malls, office buildings, movie theaters, stadiums on private property. Security can request a bag search. You can refuse. They can deny entry or remove you. They still cannot physically force the search. On public property. Examples: sidewalks, public parks, city buildings, with some exceptions, on public property. Security guards have very limited authority. Bag searches usually require law enforcement involvement. Refusal alone is not a crime. What about bag check required signs? Those signs are everywhere, and they do matter. Are signs legally enforceable? Yes, in a practical sense. By entering a private property with a posted sign, you're agreeing to the rules. Refusing means you can be denied access, but signs do not magically give guards police powers. They still can't grab your bag, detain you just for refusing, search you without consent. Can security guards search your person, pockets, or pat-downs? This is even more restricted. Pat-downs and body searches. Generally, no pat-downs without consent, no reaching into pockets, no physical restraint for searches. The only common exception: high-security venues, concerts, courthouses, airports, where entry is voluntary and security screening is expected. Even then, you can refuse, just expect to be denied entry. What happens if you refuse a bag search? Refusing a bag search is not illegal. Here's what can legally happen. You may be asked to leave. You may be denied entry. Your ticket may be refunded or voided. Depends on venue policy. Here's what should not happen. Physical forced detention without cause, confiscation of your belongings. Can security guards detain you for refusing? Short answer: no. Not just for refusing a search. When detention is allowed, a security guard can detain you only if they witness a crime, they have probable cause for theft or violence, they perform a lawful citizen's arrest. Refusing a bag search alone does not meet that standard. Special situations where searches are common. Some places operate under different expectations. Concerts, stadiums, and events. Bag checks are standard, entry is optional. Consent is assumed if you comply workplaces and offices. Employers can set search policies, usually covered by employment agreements. must still be reasonable and non-discriminatory schools and campuses. Private school policies vary. Public schools follow stricter constitutional rules. Security guards still have limits. What if a security guard oversteps? If a guard crosses the line, you do have options. What you should do? Stay calm, don't physically resist, ask for their name or badge number, document what happened, contact property management or corporate offices. If needed, you can also consult a California attorney or review guidance from trusted legal resources like the ACLU of Southern California. https://www.acclusical.org. Frequently asked questions. FAQs. 1. Can security guards search bags California without permission? No. In most cases, bag searches require consent. Without it, guards can only deny entry or ask you to leave. 2. Is refusing a bag search illegal in California? No. Refusing a search is not a crime. 3. Can a security guard touch my bag without asking? Generally, no. Touching or opening your bag without consent may cross legal boundaries. 4. What if the guard says it's company policy? Company policy does not override California law. You can still refuse, but may be denied entry. 5. Can security guards search bags in shopping malls? They can ask, but you can refuse. Malls are private property, so refusal usually means leaving. 6. Can security guards call the police if I refuse a search? They can call, but refusal alone is not grounds for arrest or detention. Conclusion: know your rights, pick your battles. So, can security guards search bags California? Yes, but only with your consent in most everyday situations. You always have the right to ask questions, say no, walk away, and security always has the right to enforce property rules, deny entry, ask you to leave. Knowing where that line is makes the whole interaction a lot less stressful and keeps everyone honest. If you're a business owner or event organizer, having security guards who understand California search laws isn't just a nice to have, it's a liability issue. Professional security teams know when bag checks are allowed, how to get proper consent, and how to avoid crossing legal lines. If you're exploring security guard services for your property or event, working with experienced, licensed professionals helps keep both your business and your guest protected.